We want to talk about something that's near and dear to our hearts. And Brian, that's the fact that some quadcopter pilots are being jerks.
Being bad. You need to think before you fly.
Stop it. Bad. No, seriously, what we want to talk about is we know that, especially over the summer, there have been a lot of really not so flattering stories about quadcopters and their pilots. And I think it's time for let's have, you know, Uncle Padre and Brian are going to sit down with you and talk a little bit about...
Have a seat and just be quiet for a moment.
Just be quiet. Just listen. I want us to talk about one story in particular because I think it's a good encapsulation mm-hmm. of what you can do and what you can't do and what you should do.
Right.
Specifically, and go ahead and play the first video here, Alex. Back on June 4th, a man by the name of John Thompson decided to fly his DJI Phantom 2 Vision over a house fire in upstate New York. Now, for much of the flight, he stays like this. Yeah. It's a few hundred feet above the scene. He slowly circles the fire. He pans his camera. He tries to get a good shot. And, you know, that's actually allowed. You can do this. This is not illegal. Even though that's over someone else's property,
right.
Just flying there doesn't automatically mean you can't do it.
He's not interfering with anything. He
right.
should be careful not to fly directly over the house in case the drone, something happens to the drone and it falls into like the
right.
firefighter.
Because remember what was my rule number one? You always fly as if it will fall out of the sky.
Exactly.
And that means you stay away from crowds. And mm-hmm. he's not really doing that. He's kind of, but not really. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and play the second clip. About 10 minutes in, he drops down to about 70 feet or so, and he starts getting close-ups of the firefighters and the destroyed house. Now, this is starting to get sketchy. It's still not illegal.
No.
And technically, this is a public event. This is, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy. So if you were to, like, for example, shoot this drone out of the sky, that's illegal.
Yeah.
That you actually can be held accountable for. They can actually, you know, charge you with things. Okay. You can't actually knock an aircraft out of the sky.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, he didn't clear out, even though one of the firefighters actually, like, started to spray his quadcopter.
Yeah,
Adam. Give him, like, a warning shot. Like, hey, dude, get out of here.
Yeah.
Come on. And, Alex, go ahead and play that third clip. Eventually, what happened was the firefighter did hit the quadcopter, and now he started to book. He started to get out of there. Now, he says that the spray damaged his quadcopter, and it cost $2,200 worth of damage, which is interesting because that particular quadcopter, I know it,
cost exactly
about $1,000.
Yeah.
So, unless this was like some super damage that also caused emotional damage, no.
This guy sounds like a jerk.
He's kind of a jerk here. But the big story is not whether or not this guy's a jerk. It's when and where should you fly? And the first thing is safety.
Safety.
Don't fly it over someplace where if it falls out of the sky, it will hurt somebody.
Yep.
Just assume it will, because this is still untested technology, and most of us have not built redundancy into our quadcopters. In fact, on all my quadcopters, except for two of them, mm-hmm. I have a six-engine quad and an eight-engine. If I lose a motor or an ESC, it will drop out of the sky.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and that's
like most quads, yeah.
That's like most quads. The other thing is, just because it's legal for you to do it...
Doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
We had stories of homeowners who shot drones out of the sky. Now, those homeowners are on the hook for doing that. Again, mm-hmm. you can't do that. One of them was very clear. He actually shot a drone that was across the street because he said, well, it was filming into my house.
He was harassing me.
Yeah, there was no camera, so obviously he wasn't doing that. But even if there was a camera, if I sit outside of your house and I point a video camera at your home into your living room, it's your responsibility to draw the drapes. That was actually decided by the Supreme Court.
But you're still a jerk.
You're still a jerk. I'd still be a jerk for doing it, but you don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy if you don't do things that a reasonable person would do to ensure your privacy.
Right.
But that's the law. And beyond the law, again, don't be that guy.
Right. Well, and it would have been one thing if he had gone to the firefighters and said, hey, like, can I shoot this while you guys are doing it? I don't want to interfere. I'll keep my distance, but I want to let you know. Like, maybe even they would be appreciative because then they could see the fire from a different angle or something like that. But, yeah, just flying while they're trying to do their job like that, too.
It's just silly. And then, of course, this summer we had the spat of quadcopters that are flying into the flight paths of air fighting aircraft.
Right.
Firefighting aircraft.
Firefighting aircraft, yeah.
Which, okay, now you're not just that guy. You're now, we can say it, you're the douche.
Yeah.
Or you become the douche.
Well, and then now there's ammo-making companies jumping on the drone shooting bandwagon, and they're advertising certain shotgun shells specifically made to shoot out drones.
Drone shot. This guy. It's like, wait, so is it like super special buckshot that only hits drones? Because I don't understand.
And the article I saw about that, the two comments on the article, the first one was, you don't have the right to shoot anything out of the sky. Second comment is, flying over my property, I'm going to shoot whatever I want.
And the funny thing
like,
is,
that's the two sides.
Both of those guys are right.
Yeah.
You don't have the right to shoot my quadcopter out of the air, yeah. But two, I shouldn't be flying my quadcopter over your property.
It's right.
I should be enough of a good person to say, I wouldn't like this if someone did it to me, so I'm not going to do it.